This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This World Environment Day special is brought to you by Volvo Cars.
It is 5:07. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila. And today we are marking World Environment Day, which is happening actually on the 5th of June tomorrow. And we've actually spent the whole week at the station here celebrating it in various ways. Our theme for this year, for the station at least, is actually Plan for the Planet. And we're going to spend this hour looking at a particular problem related to the environment that has surfaced over the last year, which is face masks. Because as ubiquitous as these masks have become because of the pandemic and because of how essential they are in protecting us from the virus, they've also become a huge headache for the environment. Because frankly speaking, when you look, if you just go onto Google and do a simple search on how to recycle your face mask, you'll realize how difficult it is to actually find information about it. And there are several reasons for that, right? Most of it has to do with the fact that face masks are supposed to be treated as medical waste. And they're also made up of multiple kinds of material and ingredients, which makes it very difficult to recycle. And therefore, as we now come up to, gosh, more than a year of the pandemic happening, we are seeing these face masks build up in our landfills, in our water systems, and in our dumps. And really, I think if you take a walk on any of our streets, you are going to see face masks lying around everywhere. So many organizations are actually attempting to do something about this, and we're going to be focusing on one of those efforts today, specifically a research published by RMIT that shows that we can recycle these disposable face masks to make road building material. So the study also shows that we can use 3 million masks to make 1 kilometer of a 2-lane road, and that this would actually prevent 93,000 kilograms of waste from going to our landfills. Now, if we just take a little bit of a step back and look at the larger environmental impact of these masks, based on that RMIT study, just on a daily basis worldwide, 6.8 billion disposable face masks are used and thrown away. And researchers from Swansea University found that when these masks are thrown in water, the heavy metals and plastic fibers from those masks are actually released. There are also pollutants that are linked to the dyes used in these masks, and these all accumulate in our aquatic systems. And the researchers in this study recognized that masks are important, but they highlighted that there needs to be more effort made into looking at how these masks are produced and to also standardize the quality of these masks, because that's the other problem, right? It's one thing to have medical grade face masks, but we're also getting masks now coming out from a variety of manufacturers using a variety of ingredients, and not all of them up to the same level of quality. If we look at the kinds of efforts that have been made so far, there are a variety of things that people have been looking at. In France, for instance, a startup called Plaxtil has reported to have recycled over 100,000 face masks in November last year. And they've been turning these face masks into plastic fiber. Meanwhile, over in India, an eco-entrepreneur is turning these masks into bricks. There is also research going on the use of abaca in India. And that's a plant fiber. And that's a biodegradable plant fiber, most importantly, and they're looking at ways in which those can be used to make face masks. If we look at South Korea, a furniture design student melted over 10,000 of these used disposable face masks and made furniture stools out of them, and they further plan to make other furniture pieces like chairs and tables and so on. Which brings us back to this question of what could we be doing better, really? And we will be speaking shortly with the person in charge of that study in RMIT, where they've been using face masks, where they've been recycling face masks into making road building material. But we'd like to know from you, just over the course of the last year, whether face masks, or on a wider sense, other things, What have you been doing to go green? What are some of the efforts that you've introduced into your daily routine? Share them with us. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Coming up after this, we'll be speaking with Dr. Mohammad Sabirian, postdoctoral research fellow from RMIT University. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Brainy, fancy material. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:13. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila. And today we're talking about face masks, and more specifically face masks and what they're doing to our environment. And that's because we are honoring World Environment Day today. So we'd like to hear from you. What have you been doing over the last year to live a greener lifestyle? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And now we are going to be speaking to someone who has been working on research to do exactly that, to turn face masks into usable material, specifically in this case, a study that shows that we could be recycling them into road building material. So we're now joined by Dr. Mohammad Sabirian, who is a postdoctoral research fellow from RMIT University in Melbourne. Dr. Sabirian, thank you for being with us today. So you're part of a team of researchers who found a way to recycle disposable face masks and turn them into roads. Could you first tell us how this research came about?
Yes, as you know, the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic has created not only global health and financial issues, but also an unprecedented impact on the environment. So we can see the mass litter blown up into the parks, streets, and even into the gutters and washing down the drain, and which impact our waterways and also the wildlife. So since the disposable of face masks are mainly made of non-biodegradable plastics, these single-use masks will take hundreds of years to break down in the environment. So we believe that urgent action at every possible level is required to address these sort of, you know, serious environmental threats. And these are what inspired us to explore the innovative ways to reduce the pandemic-generated waste by recycling the used face mask with other waste materials into civil construction application.
So are we looking at specific kinds of disposable face masks that can be used this way?
In this research, we use the surgical face mask, but as you may know, we have different types of, you know, masks made of different materials. So we believe other types of masks can be recycled and used in a similar way, but more studies similar to our research is required.
And what specific qualities make these face masks suitable to be recycled and processed this way? Because it's a rather huge transformation, right, from surgical face masks into roads?
Yeah, that's a good question. So the face masks have some amazing properties, including like high tensile strength and ductility. So the mask could provide higher strength and stiffness and more flexibility to the base and sub-base of roads. And then we can build better and stronger roads by the adoption of face masks in road layers. And besides the engineering benefits of using the face mask for road construction, the other benefit would be the reducing the challenging environmental issues of the face masks.
So could you take us through that process? What needs to be done to the face masks and how are they then recycled?
So what we did was, like, you know, we used the, clean face mask because of the safety concerns in the laboratory. We were not allowed to use the used face mask, but we believe that the face mask need to be collected and extracted from the other waste streams. And as a suggestion, the face mask can be extracted from the rest of the waste streams by kind of a blast or air generated by either air classifiers or kind of, you know, air knives. then the face masks have to be disinfected and shredded to, say, some fibers or strips. And then this kind of recycled material is ready to be blended with processed building rubble or, say, recycled concrete aggregate for making kind of road-making materials.
And what are the costs of this process?
So that's a good question. The collection, disinfection, and transportation of the used face mask may lead to some extra costs. But those extra costs need to be compared with the cost of disposing of the used face mask into landfill. So, for example, in Australia, disposing of, say, 1 ton of waste material would cost around $40 to $100. So, on the other hand, the price of natural quarry materials, which are mainly used for road construction, is almost double than the building rubbles. So therefore, using the face mask with recycled concrete aggregate as kind of a alternative pavement base and sub-base materials would not only reduce the pandemic-generated waste, but also reduce the construction cost by about, say, 20 to 30%.
Well, that's actually pretty amazing. So what are your plans to apply these research findings?
So this research can be applied like internationally or even in Australia or in any other countries. And our team is currently looking for finding partners with local governments or industries who are interested in collecting the face mask and, building the road prototype.
Before we let you go, Dr. Sabirian, your team has estimated that 6.8 billion disposable face masks are being used across the globe every day during this pandemic. Do you have any final thoughts on what needs to be done to tackle this environmental impact of COVID-19?
As you know, the waste generated from the pandemic has led to too many environmental issues. For example, in 2020, it's been reported that billions of face masks have been entered to oceans. And this kind of, entering of the, face masks to oceans will lead to, generation of the microplastics, which will threaten the wildlife and then consequently our lives. So, as I said, urgent action is required at any possible level. And one of the practical ways is to recycle and reuse them in larger scale projects. And civil and construction projects are the best options for, recycling and reusing of the face mask to somehow reduce the kind of negative environmental impacts.
Dr. Sabirian, thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
That was Dr. Mohammad Sabirian, postdoctoral research fellow from RMIT University in Melbourne, speaking to us about a study he's involved in on recycling face masks to build roads. So on that note, we'd like to hear from you. How have you been reusing or recycling the face masks that you've been using over the course of the last year? And on a larger effort, what have you been doing to go green in general? Share your tips with us. Share the things that you do. You can call us 777-332-900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
This World Environment Day special was brought to you by Volvo Cars, redefining freedom to move in a personal, sustainable, and safe way.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.